Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 171 of the Millbot. Jason and Zoe here, and another week over. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And we've already given the game away that we're actually recording this immediately after episode 170, but we'll pretend it's still next week,
yes,
okay?
Because you're going to be a bit far away, aren't you?
Yes, well, later on, you'll be hearing some bits and pieces from me in Houston. That's the plan, assuming I record something whilst I'm over there and edit it all together. However, we have got a few bits and pieces from here in good old Blighty,
yes,
before we get
so
going.
My voice can be on there, I think.
This is, we've got to include you wherever possible.
Yes, I have a Kevin Roberts. Hello, Kevin.
Hiya, Zoe.
Hiya. Now, you've got a fantastic little show, haven't you, called The Soul Chart that you do, and also a really fantastic event called Soul Steppers. Tell us more about that.
Soul Steppers, it's a monthly event in Birmingham. We decided that Birmingham was suffering a little bit with just a pure soul night. So we decided we'd go and find a nice venue and put this event on. So it's been going about 4 months. It's going okay.
I was going to say, I've noticed you've got pictures up on your last event and it looks fairly packed. Are people getting to know that it's there now?
Yes, yeah. It's obviously, economic climate and everything else is always going to be a bit of a downer for everybody struggling with pennies. But people always want a good entertainment. So fortunately, we found a quality venue, quality DJs and good soul music. So people are sort of warming to it and keep coming back. It's always positive.
Yeah. Whereabouts is it based?
It's in Birmingham city centre, just off Street and Bristol Street. It's called the Penthouse, which is above the Loft Lounge in Bromsgrove Street.
How much is it to get in if people want to? I mean, is there a charge to get in?
Yes, it's £10 on the night or £6 in advance.
They
can get
okay.
those tickets from a few different sources.
Yeah.
If they want to go to the ticket seller's website, they can get them there for £6, or Summit Records that happen in the city centre, or any of the DJs as well.
Now, when you're doing a theme night, it must be quite difficult doing something different yet doing something the same. How do you work it with your set list? Do you have some favourites at a recurrent week, or do you try to bring new tunes in?
What we've got with Soul Steppers event, there's certain party, you have to have a party set, and we're trying to introduce new music to it. We're also digging out a load of classics as well, and you just judge it by how people react to it.
I suppose it can change on a weekly basis, can't it, depending on who's in there that particular night?
Yeah, well, it's a monthly event, so we get a chance to reflect on it.
But do you have a personal favourite that's like your theme tune that when you start your set you always like to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do start off with a Betty Wright track that seems there's just a little rhythm on there that gets them going. Start that and then just run off in a mix, but it just depends on what everybody else has played before you as well.
Yeah. Is it like your own personal genre of music? Because, what is the reason behind starting the night up, if you see what I mean?
The problem was Birmingham years ago, back in the 80s, was a very busy city for jazz, funk, soul events. And then it seemed to, that people seem to start going and travelling to Nottingham and Derby and Manchester and down south, and it seemed that Birmingham sort of got left with nothing. And obviously getting involved in that back in the days, we thought, well, every time you go somewhere you see people from Birmingham in other cities, so I thought, well, they should be back in Birmingham.
So you're trying to draw them all back in?
Well, hopefully. I mean, they all start to get back, but you know what it's like.
Yeah, it's slow thing,
out the woodwork.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And the other thing is as well, it's an older person's night. We say it's over 25s, but it's probably more like over 35s.
And that's not old.
That's not old. There's nothing wrong with being like 40-ish, is there?
There's nothing wrong with that. At all. Even being 50 would.
But do you find that makes it a more appreciative crowd, or are they harder work because they've heard it all before?
A bit of both, I think. People have got to remember that they've got to get the slippers from under the coffee table, put the glass of wine down and get out and start going out. I think it's just part of life, isn't it? You have your party halcyon days, you get married, you settle down, you have kids, one or the other starts having the odd night out now and again, and then eventually you just get bored of it because you have been doing it for like 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then it comes the time where the kids leave the nest and you sat back at home with a wife or some, obviously there's another element of people that are divorced, separated and looking on the horizon. So that's also another, makes the world go round. So fortunately we've got a mixture of all sorts coming out, old faces, people coming out that saying, oh, it's my birthday, I want somewhere nice to go. We don't want to go into the madder parts. They want somewhere a little bit more sophisticated. So this is the place to be.
Mm-hmm. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Right, give us full details again. Run down on venue, times, cost and ticketing, please.
All right, the Penthouse above the Loft Lounge, Bromsgrove Street, Birmingham, B56RG. On the 13th of October is the next one. 17th of November... Again, we're back there. We've got Glenn Goldsmith coming and doing the PA as well for us. And we've also got Boxing Night to finish 2012 off.
Mm.
So, thank you for joining us. And we will hopefully get Zoe down there in her dancing shoes at some point and she can strut her stuff on the dance floor.
We're talking about dancing. We just missed that last bit. And I forgot to mention this. We've also got a thing called Salsa, which is a thing which is similar to salsa music, but we're dancing to soul music. We've got some salsa instructors come down as well, and they teach folks to do some dancing and some formation dancing as well.
So
that's
soul,
another little thing.
Salsa rather than salsa does sound quite an intriguing treat. So
proper way to dance.
We shall. Again, I think we should get Zoe down there and video doing that one. To be fair, but there we go.
Bring your dancing shoes, Zoe. Jason, thank you very much.
No problem at all. See you soon. Travel now.
Much. Bye.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye bye.
So, good morning and welcome to Houston now, and I'm here with Pete Clements again, my co-host in Houston. It just seems to be the way it works. How are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm just ready for a good day out.
And the plan is road trip, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something we've been trying to do for the last two or three times you've been here, and we kind of ran out of time. So we're going to head south, and we're going to the Gulf, and we're going to Galveston.
Now, this is somewhere that I know a bit from the song. I know it was hit by, was it Ike, the hurricane who smashed it up a while ago, but what else should I know?
It's going to be very busy because the weather is really nice, but it's an interesting place. There's lots of different kind of a historical area. There's obviously the beach. We may try and go across the ferry to the peninsula. It should be a good day, as long as there's not too many people down there.
Well, fingers crossed. Oh, and just outside your house, just pulled up, and the squirrel ran up the tree. And is it a red squirrel? Because they looked more red than grey, and I thought it was all greys over here.
I haven't seen a red squirrel. I did see a black squirrel once, and I just couldn't get my camera out quick enough, but that's the only one I've seen. But most of them are just grey squirrels.
It may be a grey squirrel with a suntan, but there we are. Right, well, we shall head off, and I'm driving, which is always the worrying part.
Yeah, I brought my blindfold this time. And the dash cam.
So, Pete, we've arrived in Galveston amongst chaos. There is some sort of race going on.
Yeah, there seem to be people running and people on bicycles, and we seem to be stuck in the middle of it with the police telling us to get out of the way.
It's interesting. And we just walked past somewhere. What was the pronunciation on it?
Schlitterbahns, I believe it is.
And there, it sounds like some sort of German swimming pool.
Yeah, I think it was a German company of what I know. But hopefully we're going to pop in there a little later and have a look round, and maybe we can find somebody to talk to and find out a bit more about it. But I've never seen it before, but apparently it's been here 7 years. So.
Yeah, because we've just been invited by... the guy gave you his card because he was questioning why we're parking on his car parks, and it was absolute traffic chaos.
Yeah, we got Ron here, and he said if we go back there after we've been to Moody Gardens, we can go and have a look round inside. Not that we'll be getting in the water, I don't think.
No water, and something has just tried to eat my arm. What are the creatures that are flying around me here?
They're just a few little bugs that we have down here in Texas. They won't hurt you.
It just hurt my arm. I think it's had me for breakfast. And talking of which, we have to try and find food at some point as well, because I'm hungry.
Yep, we're heading towards Moody Gardens right now. We can see the pyramids in the distance. We're having to walk a little further today because of all these races they've blocked off. They blocked all the roads off, so we're walking a bit further than I'm normally used to.
And I'm being eaten alive. But we'll get there in the end, so
The other thing is, on the way over, we've actually been recording the journey with your little camera that we were talking about. We've got an hour's worth of footage. Now, are you going to edit this down into some sort of strange video podcast of my driving?
Yeah, I can do that when we get back to the house. It actually records in 5-minute sections. So, and I've got the software that I can kind of cut pieces. As you noticed, when on my Facebook page, I've just not given you 5 minutes of something. I'll just cut out the actual incident. So we can do that.
So we've arrived in Moody Gardens now. This consists of three pyramids on the island of Galveston.
Correct.
And they've got various things in them.
Yep, and we're in the first of them. We're actually in the rainforest, which just feels like Houston in August to me.
It's not actually massively warm. The bit that worries me most is in a minute or two we're going to go through a butterfly enclosure. I'm not good with butterflies, but it's the only way I can get to the next part. But we've done lunch so far, and there was nothing too tropical about that. I had kind of lunch, and that was roast beef.
You had brunch.
Yeah, it was very nice. And you went for a massive chicken wrap. Did you finish your chicken wrap?
Not quite. I wasn't expecting to be two of them, but that's Texas for you. There's always more than you expect.
And still it's a sensible-ish price, which is always quite disturbing. So this is one bit of Galveston itself, and this is what you think was probably one of the last attractions to have been put in here.
Well, Slitterbarns, as we spoke, has been in about 7 years. This has been in since I've been in actually over here in the Houston area. So I've come here once every 7 years, I think. No, it's about 7 years since I've been here last time. So,
We're going to explore. So, should we go for the butterfly enclosure next?
Yes.
Which I'm not looking forward to. Oh, it's quite nice. There's like birds and things just sort of flying around in here. Various other creatures, including some odd insects, which have now escaped into your camera bag, which I'm slightly worried about. But here we go into the butterfly enclosure. There's a lot of them about. Now, this lot seem to be sat on some fruit. And it's the way they just sort of sit there flapping that bothers me.
You can't see this, but on there, the main ones on there are the monarch, which is the state butterfly. And usually in the summer, I breed a lot of those at the house, but this summer I didn't. But that's what those big ones are anyway, they're monarchs.
Isn't that a fake tree in the middle?
I think it looks pretty concrete, doesn't it?
I've never seen a tree with vents in it before.
Shall we wander over here?
We'll wander over there, that's the exit. That's what I'm looking forward to. Actually, it's not too bad. I went to Longleat and they got these absolutely massive Amazonian butterflies. And they were really, really frightening. And they sort of started landed on people and just sort of flapping away. Now, we haven't brought any out with us, have we? I think we're okay. We're still in Galveston and at the Moody Gardens, and we're not in the garden anymore.
No, we are on the water. I mean, first there were the butterflies with you, Jason, and now is the water. All your secrets are coming out.
Yeah, I'm not a particular fan of boats or water. I did get very nervous on the in the Lake District when I went out on a boat a while ago. In fact, even that point, we hired a little boat to ride around in, and that really wasn't good. I wanted to go back after about 30 seconds, but I recovered, and this is quite a big boat, and it's quite clearly been here a while and doesn't seem to have sunk yet.
And we know where the life jackets are because they've informed us. But this is actually a steamboat, isn't it? I've never been on this before, called the Colonel.
It doesn't actually seem to have much steam, though. I think it's actually a pretend...
Paddle
it's a paddle boat, isn't it?
I'm in a paddle boat.
In Mark Twain's day, it would have been steam-powered.
Yeah, I suppose it would be a bit diesel.
So, what do you know about Galveston, then, Chris? Give us a bit of your potted history of what you've learned whilst you've been over here.
Well, Galveston really was the city in Texas in the 1800s. I can't remember when it was first formed, but it was the port and it was the famous place. Then, of course, in 1900, the great hurricane came through and it never really recovered from that, and then Houston became the main port in the area. But Galveston, after they raised it, I believe, about 19 feet. The whole of the island was raised 19 feet after the great storm of 1900. And then, of course, recently we've had the Hurricane Ike came through, I believe, in 2008. I happened to be in England at the time when the hurricane came through. There was a bit of planning there. And it has really come back. I'm quite impressed in the 4 years since the hurricane how Galveston's come back. It's now got a Schlitterbahn, as we said earlier. It's got a new convention centre, and usually it's packed. It's a great little place so close to Houston as well. It's only 50 miles.
On the way in, they described this as being the off-season because it's only about 25 to 30 degrees C, the sort of glorious sunshine you would kill for in the UK.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. I think I said to you when you were over last year for the air show in October, these are the nicest few months of the year. And, of course, the beginning of the year. We've now hopefully got through the hot and sticky, humid part of the summer.
So this is the bit that you put up with the horribleness of the excessive heat and humidity for. So this is the bit you enjoy and sit back and kick back and relax a little.
Oh, absolutely. Plus the fact I wouldn't swap this for English weather any time, even the heat. I mean, you've got plenty of AC here. So, I mean, if you're sensible, you know, it's not terrible.
Now, talking of your AC, though, that is destroying the environment and causing coral reefs to die, we have just been told.
I thought you were sleeping.
I did sleep through some of it. I went to see a 3D film and I dropped off partway through because I think my mind wasn't prepared to cope with that level of 3D.
I know. I don't think I'm ever going to be your co-host because too many secrets are coming out here.
But so we've got glorious views. Now, this bit is... I can see a bridge over there, so does this mean this is the back end of Galveston? And if we head, where the way we're heading, is that back towards the main connection to the mainland?
What you can see in front of us with the cars are, that's 61st Street, which really is the first street that you can get from the freeway through to the sea. And in front of us, we are now heading to downtown Galveston. But I've never been on this boat before, but I have a feeling we're just going to go round this particular piece of water here. And
well, we have about an hour ahead of us, so I won't share all of it with you. But... it's really weird because obviously you're someone I know who's used to speaking English properly, and yet you come out with these weird things like 61st Street, and you do seem to know you're well around, slightly way, a little better than my sat nav does.
I think the first thing I learned when I got here is I was going to have to start speaking a different language, because if I'd have used all the English words and terms, I'd have been probably on the next plane back. I mean, you try and say to somebody, we'll see each other again in a fortnight, and you might as well just have said, you know, goodbye.
I had a similar problem with explaining 6:30 or and half six.
Half six, half something doesn't exist. My zip code is 77007. You could not say 77007 because they wouldn't understand that either.
It's a worry, isn't it, really? But it's still a great place to be. And it's, how far are we from the equator here? Because it is quite warm. We can't be that far off. We're most of the way down the country.
I think we'll have to Google that, because that's a question I've never been asked before. But we're definitely down there getting towards the tropics. You know, plenty of palm trees, as you can see around the place.
Yeah, and it's a slightly different environment to anything you'd expect. I've been to the Middle East, you know, over to Qatar and Saudi Arabia in the last few months. And the heat here is very different to what you get in Qatar. There's still the obsession with bottled water, which is what you're currently swigging from at the moment. But there's things like the insects and the noise at night, those little crickety things. That is just so very southern North America.
Yeah, cicadas is what you're talking about. And actually, I've never seen this, but they say they have a 19-year cycle. So every 19 years, or is it 19? I don't know if it's 19 or 14. Whatever, but every other period of time, they all kind of hatch at the same time, and it's just like chaos. But I've never heard it, and I've been here now 16 years? 15 years I've been here, and I've never come across that, so maybe it's yet to come for me.
It could be next year, you never know. And the houses down here on Galveston, they're some impressive-looking buildings. And are you looking at the house prices and the way it all compares across? I think we've touched on this sort of stuff briefly before. But down here, is it an expensive place to live?
I mean, again, certain areas. I mean, what you can see over on the right there, they're obviously new places. And they're obviously holiday homes. You know, the people in Houston come down. And especially along the coast, there's a lot of building going on now. There won't be much coast left by the time they finish. But then there are very poor areas in Galveston. So it's a wide diversity of people down here. But a nice house will probably cost you a lot of money.
And I can imagine the insurance isn't going to be cheap due to the likes of Ike over recent years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you never know when something's going to head this way. Just luckily, well, America in general has been pretty lucky for the last few years. We really haven't had anything terrible come through. The last one really was Ike for us, and Katrina obviously was the big one in 2005.
Well, we'll sit on top of this floating boat thingy, a paddle steamer, or a paddle boat as it were, called the Colonel, with an interesting metallic looking owl down there. He hasn't moved at all. I don't think he's real, unlike the monkeys we saw in the rainforest.
You know what the owl is down there, don't you?
Go on, no, tell me.
No, I mean, you see them quite a lot around here. They're actually there to scare birds.
So it's to stop other creatures coming and joining the boat.
Yeah, seagulls probably.
Okay, we'll enjoy the boat cruise though, and let you know if we sink. Well, we've now made our way out of the Moody Gardens area, having done the aquarium and survived the boat.
It was good, yeah. It's the longest I've ever spent at Moody Gardens, I think.
We spent a good 4 or 5 hours there, and there was actually even longer you could have been there, more to do, including the penguin ride thing.
The penguin ride thing?
Yeah, that one with that Happy Feet ride or something we missed out on.
Yeah, that movie, yeah. I think that was probably a wise move.
Yeah. However, we've now come along to Slitterbarn, and I'm going to get the general manager's card out of my pocket. Ron Satula, he said pop along and have a look round. He's had to go home for the day, having bumped into her on the car park or parking lot or whatever you call these things. And his guys have just let us in.
Yeah, we just got a good deal for something we can't use.
I know, we were both here, fully clothed, and virtually everybody else around us, probably 98% of them, are all just wearing the swimming costumes and basking in the heat.
That's right, it's 90 degrees, we're fully clothed, out of the water. Where is the sense in that?
Well, actually, judging what I look like in Speedos, it's probably for the best, to be honest.
I'll tell you a story about that. When I first came over here and went to my buddy's pool with my Speedos on, nobody told me you don't wear Speedos in America. I was laughed out of the pool.
So it's all shorts?
Absolutely.
There's many, many people running around, and there's water slides and all sorts. So this is actually called Slitterbarns, I think, is it?
Yeah, that's the name of the company. Then they have, I think you said there were four around the country. I know there's one just outside San Antonio at New Braunfels, and then there's this one at Galveston, and presumably two somewhere else. So, but it looks like they're springing up all over the country.
And they sort of have the water equivalent of a roller coaster making its way around the place. There's lots of these wooden constructions with great big slides on top.
Tiki huts.
Sorry, so what? What?
They're tiki huts.
So we got a hut, a hut, and then there's also big plastic tubes as well.
That's right. And I don't see any alcohol, so...
No alcohol and no glass, but you can bring your own picnic.
That's right. Yeah, I bet this is a great place to come, particularly this time of the year. He said it was off-season, but... I imagine this in the summer, it'll be absolutely heaving in the summer.
I can imagine this in the summer is going to be way too hot for me. But it's quite an interesting environment. It is like a theme park, just involving water. Now, in the UK, we've got a few of these sort of things. The real Sun Centre springs to mind, but not quite on this scale.
I was going to say, how many days of the year do they open? Two?
I think they've got a roof on, just to be on the safe side. And you have to go to Rill, which, last time I went, wasn't the classy place it was in the 1980s when I first started going there with my family, but there we are. These guys, they just seem to be running around in water, including that giant mushroom thing, which is acting like a shower.
Yeah, there's a pity this is not visual, because there are some interesting sights here.
There are, and I think we could be arrested for trying to photograph many of them, but it's a different experience, but... At Galveston, anything seems to pretty much go. They've got something to cover all of what you want to do. If you don't want to go and play in the ocean, because the ocean is a little muddy in places around here.
Yeah, there are a lot of rivers. I mean, Mississippi, Colorado, Brazos, and there's one more I can't remember now. It's gone out of my head. But they basically bring a lot of silt into this part of the Gulf. If you go about 100 miles south in Texas, you get down to the blue water. You go down to San Padre Island, and that's the spring break place for the Texas kids. But apparently it's beautiful down there. I've never made it that far down. I ought to make an effort. But San Pedro Island is where you find the real blue water.
And if you do get tempted, you can just leave your stuff here. I'll look after your camera and everything, and you just go for a splash around in your underwear. Is that would probably get you arrested as well, wouldn't it?
I think definitely we may have better choices.
So back once more at Shea Clements, and a better drop you home. So a fantastic day out, and I've got sunstroke.
Yes, you have got a little pink.
My arms are now a pink. I can't see what state my face is in, but I dread to think. So I shall not be glowing all the way back. But no, it's a really cool day out, and some stuff that you hadn't done there as well.
That's right. I mean, I hadn't been on the Colonel. That was a nice, pleasant... I mean, didn't really go anywhere, but it was a nice, pleasant hour. It was relaxing. And then, of course, we gave you a little bit more experience. We took you in a biker bar.
Yes, because we made our way down to a bit called the Strand. Now, that's a historic bit of Galveston, isn't it?
That's correct. So you let me have a couple of beers, so I let you have an ice cream.
And the place I went into, it was like stepping back into the 1950s. It was ice cream one side, candies the other, and some of them were nearly $3 just for a cherry dipped in chocolate.
Absolutely. That place is called The Kings, and that's been there. I don't know how long it's been. It's been there for years and years. And they were lucky that they got that back together again after Ike came through in 2008.
And a coffee shop, everything shooting at 6 o'clock. It's sort of almost a seaside resort, but not quite.
Well, as we said earlier, it's not in season. Even though it was 90 degrees today, we're not in the summer season anymore. We're in fall.
They would just trade for the British weather, I think. They would be absolutely loving this. Even if they got it this warm only in June or July, they'd be very, very happy. But there we go. But thanks for a great time, Ed. Good to see you again. We'll catch up again sometime in the near future and get you to co-host another show.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you back here again.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.